Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Texans draft and the NFL draft is over. They've added five players through the draft. And maybe the one that people are most potentially excited about or think could really contribute early is the tight end they drafted from the University of Miami, Brevin Jordan, in the fifth round. Some people had him rated as high as their second tight end taken, and nobody works as hard on the draft around here than John Harris. He had him number 38 on his list. And so we're here to speak to his offensive coordinator at Miami, Rhett Lashley. Thank you for joining us. And let the people know here in Houston what it is they have in Brevin Jordan and how excited that should they be.
Well, I think first and foremost, you got a big-time playmaker. And so I think, on our football team this past year, aside from our quarterback, De'Aaron King, he was our biggest playmaker, probably our best player. He can do so many different things well. He's very versatile. You can play him as a traditional tight end. You can put him in the backfield as more of an H-back. You can put him all the way outside and match him up on a corner. You can put him in the slot and match him up on linebackers and safeties. And probably the thing he does the best is what he can do after he catches the football. I mean, I think according to Pro Football Focus, he led the country in yards after contact and yards after catch this year for tight ends. And that's pretty hard to do considering he missed four games and he still led the country. So, once he catches that football, he's a 6'3 and a half, 245, 250-pound running back running with the thing. And he just competes at such a high level. He loves to play the game. And like I said, I just think he's a big-time playmaker.
Rhett, what about him mentally? I know I watched some highlights, and you can see him seeing the blitz and settling in the zone, settling in the soft spot behind mm-hmm. the blitz. Or, tight ends are asked to do a lot of different things, especially a move tight end. They're going to be asked to do more things in the NFL than they were with you guys at Miami in terms of playbook-wise. Talk to us a little bit about his ability to retain and apply a playbook and how quickly he could possibly be ready to play.
Yeah, Brevin's a smart player. I think he'll adjust well. I mean, yes, it's going to be different, as you know, going to the pro level from what we did here in terms of just the terminology and all the different things that go with that. But he's a pretty smart kid. He's got really good football instincts. He understands the game. Here we would put him in option routes in the slot. We'd put him in what we call choice routes, where he had three-way goes on routes. And so he's used to doing those things and having to react and make those kind of adjustments on the fly, and does a really good job with it. But I think he'll be a quick study.
Oh, wow. I mean, Rhett Lashley, offensive coordinator for the Miami Hurricanes with us. Man, you're getting me excited about Brevin Jordan, and you coached him, you're there for him, you talk about splitting him. You sound like you're talking about Travis Kelce when you talk about the different things he could do and split him out. Well, you're going to help me understand why he's still sitting there in the fifth round.
Yeah.
What do you think it is? Maybe you're shocked by it. What do you think it is that he was drafted so late?
Well, I am shocked he fell that far. I mean, I don't think the Texans could have asked for any better of a pick to start the fifth round. Because he had the decision, do I come back for my senior year and probably be the first tight end taken next year? That was his decision. Do I go pro as, like you said, in most people's boards, the second or third tight end in this year's draft, or I come back and have a chance to be the first tight end taken? I think a couple of things. I think one, he's had some injury issues and they're all legit. They're real injuries. It's not like it's not a toughness question, but he you know, as a freshman, I think he played 9 games. I think as a sophomore, 9. He played 8 this year. And so I think that had something to do with it. You know, I think there was some questions about his maturity, but I've been around him for a year, and I have no questions that he has the mental makeup. He'll have the character to be a big-time NFL player. I know he's got the talent. I think everybody knows he's got the talent. Like I said, in only 8 games this year, he set a career best for him in receptions, yards, and touchdowns. So, and his best 2 games of the year were probably our last 2 games. So, you know, you have to ask teams why he fell that far. You know, Clint could tell you, and you guys know as good as any, that at the end of the day, it's about getting that opportunity. He's got that opportunity now at a great organization. And I think they saw what we all know here that have had him for a year, the year I was here at Miami, that he's just a big-time playmaker. And, I've never coached or played with anybody who competes as hard as he does. I mean, he competes on game day at an elite level. He loves to play the game, and he leaves it all out there every week.
Miami Hurricane offensive coordinator Rhett Lashley joining us on Sports Radio 610. He's coached Brevin Jordan, new Texans tight end, for a year. There's a lot of good. There's a lot there to like. Obviously, watch his highlight film. All you got to do is Google his name, and his highlight film pops up, and it's one of those highlight films where you get excited real quick. A lot of speed, a lot of athleticism, the ability to just naturally, instinctually make people miss. It's things that are rare, but Rhett, we all know this. You know, guys come to the league, and if you know them as well as you know them, there's one thing he has to focus on in the NFL if he is going to be a big-time pro. If I ask you that question, I don't want to put you on the spot, but if I ask you that question, what's the one thing that Brevin Jordan has to do the minute he gets to Houston in the Texans organization to make sure he puts his best foot forward?
Yeah, I just think he's got to understand, which I think he does, that this is a business now. He's not in college anymore. And he's got to probably, you know, where at the college level, he was the best player on the field at all times. He was smart enough to kind of show up. I think his 3rd year, the year with us, he became a really good practice player. But as you know, he's got to bring it every day, both mentally. He's got to work like his job depends on it every day, because it does. I think if he'll do that, and probably if I could go 1B, it's just fall in love with that weight room and change his body. I mean, he's 6'3.5", 245. He looks good, but he could look even better. And I think the injuries have probably prohibited him that over his college career from maybe getting his body to exactly where it can be, because he's not a bad blocker. He gets a rap for that, but he's an able blocker. I think if he'll just fall in love with knowing that I've got to fall in love with that playbook and with the game and with my teammates and the scheme, and that this is my livelihood now. This is not just a game I'm playing. This is my job. I think if he'll do that, and just like everybody does, you grow up and you grow into that role, and he'll fall in love with just kind of that weight room and developing his body to its fullest potential. Again, no, everybody's got a risk reward. I just think his ceiling is so high. I think you could look back in several years and just realize this Texan's got a really big time player.
There you have it. Rhett Lashley, Miami Hurricane offensive coordinator, joining us. Rhett, I want to switch gears a little bit. You've got a quarterback out there at Miami right now that's a Houston kid.
Yeah.
Heck, not did he only go to U of H before he went to Miami, but heck, he was born and raised right here, not too far from the studio we're in right now, man. De'Eriq King, how's he doing? What's your expectations for him in this next season? How big was it that he decided to come back?
Well, it was huge for our program. You know, he really, you know, Coach Diaz has done a great job since he became the head coach here. And when he took over, there was some question marks in the quarterback room. And after his first year, he hired me. And, you know, De'Eriq, we were able to bring De'Eriq in when he transferred from Houston. And he really stabilized I know he did on offense, and probably the program to some degree, and just the maturity he has. I mean, he's a great player. He's a playmaker. Everybody there from Manville and Houston, you know what De'Eriq King has done as a player and now on the national stage. But just who he is, his character, his leadership, his work ethic, he walks into our building, he walks into the room, and he just changes everybody for the better. He makes literally everybody around him. He makes me a better coach. He makes us all better. And very rare that you find young men like that. And he has such a maturity. You know, he could have gone to the Senior Bowl this year. He could have come out. It was a loaded quarterback class. You know, De'Eriq has always faced the questions about his height and those kind of things. And I think, you know, he came to Miami and he changed things for us this year. We had a really good year. Didn't end the last game or two the way we wanted, but I think he realized we had a lot of guys coming back, specifically on offense. Really, Brevin Jordan's the main guy we lost offensively. And realized we got a chance to be better this coming year if he came back. And I think he saw it as a chance, too, for him to, you know, we open with Alabama in September. We have the ACC slate again. And just he's everything that's right about college football. He loves playing the game. He wants to go play in front of 100,000 people and not have his last year be, you know, this year where we had the COVID limitations and all that. And so he made a mature decision to come back and try to bet on himself and even improve not only his stock, but, you know, the Miami program back into that championship standard category that it is belongs in. And, you know, unfortunately he got injured in the bowl game, but he's way ahead of schedule on his rehab. He's doing great. And all signs point to he's going to have a great summer and be 100% by the time we play Alabama September 4th.
Rhett, I know you guys recruit the great state of Texas. Only a fool wouldn't. I know you're way over there in Florida, but what about the Miami program, man, where you guys are at and how excited y'all are to be there about the future and things of that nature?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's the U, right? I mean, it kind of speaks for itself. If you've grown up around college football at all, I mean, all the national championships, all the NFL players, it's kind of the who's who at every position. It's kind of I knew it until I got here, and then I kind of walked the halls. I'm like, all these guys played here? Like, you know, at one time, it's just kind of mind-blowing. But, you know, the opportunity to compete for championships at the highest level happens at University of Miami. And to your point, it's kind of one of those places that kids around the country, it's a national brand, want to come. We've got Elijah Arroyo, a freshman tight end. We signed out of Independence up there in Frisco out of Dallas. We've got Charleston Rambo just transferred in from Oklahoma. He's from the Dallas area. You know, we've got Jared Williams and Derek King on our team from Houston transferred. And so, like you said, I mean, it's not just players in Florida. There's a lot of talent here. We also understand that, you know, high school football in the state of Texas is at an elite level. And I think guys, like I said, when they see that U, they understand the guys that have come before them here and the opportunities that you can have, you know, at the University of Miami. So I think that's what attracts people.
All right, Rhett, thank you so much for jumping in with us, man. I know you made a lot of people here in Houston get fired up about Brevin Jordan and everything you had to say about him, and we appreciate your time, man.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all having me on. Houston's got a good one.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.